I'm Taylor Gant with GPB News. Several Georgia governors are expected to speak at the Capitol in Atlanta today at a state funeral for former Georgia Governor and U.S. Senator Zell Miller. GPB's Stephen Fowler says it follows yesterday's service attended by three former presidents.
Jimmy Carter, Bill Clinton, and George W. Bush joined hundreds of mourners at Peachtree Road United Methodist Church in Atlanta for a remembrance of an outsized political presence. President Bush called Miller an irreplaceable part of Georgia history.
His life is a testament to all that is good and all that is possible in this country we love. There will never be anyone like Zell Miller, and he leaves an example that we need more of our political leaders to follow.
Zell Miller was 86 when he died on Friday. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler in Atlanta.
Governor Nathan Deal says Georgia took in an unexpected $194 million in revenue, and that's good news for the state's schools. GPB's Grant Blankenship explains.
$167 million of the surplus will go to fully funding the state's commitments to local school districts, something that last happened 17 years ago. Schools saw $9 billion in cuts in the meantime. Claire Suggs is the senior education analyst at the Georgia Budget and Policy Institute. She says there is still work to do.
Can't put back the $9 billion that was cut during the preceding 16 years. It does not leave schools in, you know, kind of at the same position they were in before austerity was instituted.
As a next step, Suggs recommends bringing the state school funding levels, established in 1985, in line with 21st century education standards. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon.
The final piece of Governor Deal's criminal justice overhaul has unanimously passed the House. The measure would give judges more leeway in foregoing cash bail for low-income offenders and more opportunities to impose community service rather than fines. The proposal also enhances penalties for certain crimes involving firearms. Republican Representative Rich Golick thanked Deal, saying that his criminal justice overhaul has become a model for the nation. Golick says the ongoing overhaul has saved the state billions of dollars and saved hundreds of lives. Before the bill can reach the governor's desk, it must go back to the Senate, where senators will evaluate recent changes made by the House. Tiger Woods' return to Augusta National Golf Club is driving up resale prices for tickets to the Masters Tournament. An online sales agent says the resale price of tickets for the first round of play on Thursday are up 77% from last year at more than $3,600. That's the only day when people are guaranteed to see Woods play. A four-day pass is already selling for nearly $10,000 on StubHub. Woods has won the coveted green jacket four times, most recently in 2005. For 88.5 GPB Atlanta News, I'm Taylor Gant.